This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Biden administration is putting the focus on science as it outlines the next steps in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
COVID-19 has already killed more than 425,000 Americans, and new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky says as many as 90,000 more may die in the next month.
I know this is not news we all want to hear, but this is something we must say so we are all aware.
President Biden has pledged to be frank about the road ahead and let science dictate the path. It's a stark departure from what became the Trump show the past 10 months, with the president routinely undermining public health officials. In a bid to rebuild public trust, the virtual briefing today featured Walensky, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and leaders of what is now called the White House COVID-19 Response Force. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union's dispute with AstraZeneca has intensified, with the Anglo-Swedish drug maker denying the EU's assertion that it pulled out of talks on vaccine supplies. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The drug maker says the figures in its contracts with the EU were targets that couldn't be met because of problems in rapidly expanding production capacity. The EU, which has 450 million people, is lagging badly behind countries like Israel and Britain in rolling out coronavirus vaccine shots. The spat has also raised concerns about vaccine nationalism, as countries desperate to end the pandemic and return to normalcy jockey for limited vaccine supplies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble, with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2.05%. The S&P fell 2.53%. The Nasdaq lost 2.61%. This is